is David Balagnani, and we're happy to be here with you today for this Mother's Day weekend, and I will say, 母亲节快乐. That means Happy Mother's Day. We started out with a piece from northern China. That's a piece based on folk music from Shanxi province in northern China. And now we're going to move all the way back to southern China, to the Shanghai area. The second piece called Sizhudiao, Purple Bamboo Melody. It has lyrics, and it's from a Chinese opera form from Shanghai, but we will play it as an instrumental. The instruments we have for you today are not all of our instruments, but these are the ones that we have. We have the sheng, the 17-pipe bamboo mouth organ that's related to the harmonica. Harmonica was invented in the 1800s based on the sheng. The sheng dates back to the 400 BC. So that's the instrument I'm playing. Yan Pingyi is playing the pipa, four-string lute, and to her right is Demi Zhang playing the guzheng, 21-string zither, and in the back are the Chinese percussion. We'll invite special guests playing Western instruments, violin and piano, xiao qiqian and gangqin, for a special East Meets West program. We've never tried this before, and we're really lucky that we have our guest musicians, Stephen Greenman and Shuai Wong, with us today, in addition to Shuai's parents preparing the food and the calligraphy and the painting. So we will play for you now Purple Bamboo Melody.
Thank you.
two pieces, we will invite guest musician Stephen Greenman, who's noted as both a classical violinist trained at the Cleveland Institute of Music and also as an internationally regarded expert in Jewish folk music called klezmer. And when we performed with him last at the Cleveland Jewish Museum called the Maltz Museum in Beechwood, in the rehearsal, he was playing a Chinese piece called the Butterfly Lover's Concerto, which most Chinese people love. It's a very beautiful piece composed in the 1950s. I asked him how he knew it. He said, oh, well, my Tai Chi teacher gave me the CD of it, and I just was playing it. And so I said, well, if I give you the sheet music, would you play it with us on this beautiful concert we're going to do at the Cleveland Public Library in 2 months? He said, absolutely, I will do it. So I gave him the music, and he learned it, and this will be his debut playing this Chinese piece. So it's a beautiful piece of music. He will be joined by Shuai Wang, who is also a very fine local pianist. She's from Tianjin, China, originally. And she plays all over Cleveland doing classical concerts. Sometimes she gives 5 or 6 concerts a week. So she's very busy, and she also directs the Classical Revolution Cleveland, which brings classical musicians into many venues that are non-traditional venues like cafes throughout Cleveland. We're going to start with a piece for violin and piano that I have arranged for violin and sheng. The sheng is the wind instrument that I'm playing. So Stephen will join me on Xin Chun Le. Xin Chun Le means Joyful New Year. It was composed in the 1950s, and it's based on the folk music of Hebei province. Hebei is right near Beijing, and the song that it's based on is called Mai Jiaozi. And that's kind of funny because the dumplings that you ate are called jiaozi. Mai jiaozi means selling dumplings. And this is a folk song that is associated with the dumpling. Jiaozi dumplings are eaten at the Chinese New Year. So it's very appropriate that we play a song about Chinese dumplings on the day that Judy Wong, Shuai's mom, has made Chinese dumplings for you. So we'll start with that. And then without introduction, we'll have the theme to the Butterfly Lover's violin concerto called Liang Zhu that'll be played by violin and piano. And although these are not Chinese instruments, the violin and piano are very widely played in China for about 100 years. And in the Chinese universities, there's a department of Chinese instruments and a department of Western instruments, and so Chinese people play both in China. Not as many Westerners like me play Chinese music in America, but it's that's growing. So we hope you enjoy these two pieces. Thank you. That there's a famous story to the butterfly lovers. It's from the Shaoxing opera of Zhejiang province that's near Shanghai. It's a very beautiful form of opera, and that's one of the most timeless stories of star-crossed lovers that just cannot be together due to their family's opposition to one another. And they, unfortunately, they die at the end of the story, but their spirits are released as butterflies and joined together in the heavens. So that sound of that violin at the end, that was what you were hearing there. So it's a kind of Chinese Romeo and Juliet story, the butterfly lovers. We're going to continue with a real treat. We're going to have a special guest vocalist now. She's from Shandong province in eastern China. Her name is Xue Yu. She's gonna sing two songs for you. The first is a song with a text that's just about as old as Chinese writing goes. It goes back to the Han Dynasty, for which the Han Chinese people are named. It's a dynasty that was over 2,000 years ago. And the poem is as modern and intense in its imagery as any modern poetry. It's a love poem, and it's from the female perspective. You can read the translation of the poem in the back of your program. We have it in both the original Chinese and in the English translation. And it basically says, I will love you forever until the mountains crumble, until the rivers run dry, and so on. So it's a very, very passionate love poem from the Han Dynasty over 2,000 years ago. And the melody does not survive, but it was a melody composed by Shi Fu, a Chinese composer, about a few decades ago. And it's very ancient sounding. So then we'll move from that to a Chinese song from the 1930s called Ta Xue Xun Mei. And it is a song that talks about riding through the snow, looking for the blossoms of the winter blooming winter sweet, which bloom in some provinces of China. Incidentally, the composer of that song, Huang Zi, was the first Chinese person to attend the Oberlin College Conservatory of Music in 1924. And they still celebrate him at Oberlin and do concerts for him. And we played this piece at Oberlin several months ago, and people enjoyed hearing it. So we will invite Ms. Xie to the stage. And she has just graduated with a master's degree last week, and her parents are with us today. So I'd like to acknowledge Mr. and Mrs. Yi that are here today. They're very proud of her daughter. And she's been singing with us as guest singer for 2 years since we learned that she was at Kent State, and she'll be leaving us. So this is maybe the second to last performance in Cleveland that we'll have with her. So we hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
one doesn't need any introduction. It is the most famous Chinese folk song of all. And we include it in most of our programs. It's called Moli Hua. Moli Hua means jasmine flower, and this song dates back to the Qing Dynasty, probably at least about 300 years. And it's a very simple love song. It tells the story of a man who's comparing the girl of his affection to a beautiful branch filled with white blooming jasmine blossoms, which if you've ever smelled a jasmine flower, it's very fragrant and aromatic. We're going to play it as an instrumental, and we hope you enjoy it. Moli Hua. I was watching PBS about 3 days ago, and they had the Puccini opera Turandot on. That's a grand opera from the 1910, and it's about China. And it uses Moli Hua through the whole opera. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da with the grand full Western orchestra. So this piece has been known to Westerners for at least as long as they've been traveling to China. And it shows up in encyclopedias from the 18th century as well. We hope you enjoy it. We're going to play trading the melody between the instruments so you can hear each one on its own. About the next piece. The next piece is one of the masterpieces of the Chinese musical repertoire. Chun Jiang Hua Ye Ye. Five characters that mean individually spring, river, flower, moon, night. It's very difficult to translate that into English. So we just left it as is, just translate those five images. There's a poem by that name from the Tang Dynasty, the golden age of Chinese literature and culture, about 1,400 years ago. This piece is from the Ming Dynasty, several dynasties later, from around the 15th century, and it's a pipa solo. It's a solo for the pear-shaped lute that you see in the middle of our group, the pipa, played by Yan Ping Yi of Twinsburg. It's played with all five fingers. Artificial nails are taped to all the fingers, and they rotate the fingers in a wheel-shaped motion called lun. That means wheel. So it's a very, very difficult technique to master. And so the pipa is one of the hardest instruments. But it's also one of the most famous solo instruments. It's been used since the Tang Dynasty. And the poet Bai Juyi compared the sound of the pipa to large pearls and small pearls cascading onto a plate made of jade. So if you can imagine what that would have sounded like, you'd have to be very rich to even have those things, but the imperial court would have a lot of jewels and it probably sounded like that. Can we hear the sound of the pipa, just the boop, 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 boop? She's using all the fingers, including the thumb, similar to the flamenco guitar. This piece was a pipa solo in the 1920s with a group called the Datong Group in Shanghai, and they decided to revive Chinese music by mixing the instruments together that didn't play together before. So they added the bamboo flute, the sheng, the sanxian, the zheng, all these instruments and percussion mixed together to create a mini Chinese traditional orchestra, which is the basis of the group that we have here today in Cleveland. And so this pipa piece was arranged to have more instruments, and so whereas the pipa would imitate the sound of flutes and drums and bells and gongs and the sound of human voices singing, now we can have more color in our group. So the movements of the piece, of which there are 10, we're going to play 7 of those, are printed in your program, and it tells a basic story of a peaceful evening journey down the Yangtze River. The Yangtze River is the river that empties into the Pacific Ocean at Shanghai. And it passes through all the towns in that area, that beautiful area called Jiangnan. So if you ever visit China, that's like the number one place to visit is the area of Hangzhou in that area. So the things that you see, you hear the bell and the drum from the tower near the river, and then you hear the sound of the oars creaking of the boat. You hear the sound of the fisherman singing in the distance as he brings his catch in at the end of the day, and so on. So it's a very beautiful picture of old China, and we hope you enjoy it. Spring, River, Flower, Moon, Night, featuring Yan Pingyi on the pipa. Thank you. You have to improvise the beats as you hear the melody and fit the beats with the melody. It's traditional Chinese percussion, and they've done an amazing job in just a few months. So Chinese music has become universal music, just like Western Mozart or Beethoven that can be played anywhere in the world. Chinese music also something new for us in America. I'd like to acknowledge the members of the Cleveland State University Confucius Institute that are here today, Mr. Liu and Mr. Yan. And thank you for coming today. We were formed because of the Akron Confucius Institute. The other one in Northeast Ohio is Cleveland State University. They invited us to form this group for the Akron Confucius Institute 2008, and we've been together 3.5 years. Confucius Institute is a program of the Chinese Education Department to send teachers to universities throughout the world, in the United States, Canada, South America, Africa, and Europe. And we have about 100 in the United States, and Cleveland State is one of them. So you can look forward to more Chinese music programming with their department. They'll bring groups from China every year or two to visit and perform. So thanks for coming today. Let me introduce the next, the last few pieces. Ms. Xia is going to sing two more songs with us. The first is the Fang Ma Shan Ge, Mountain Song of the Horse Herders. It's from Yunnan Province, which is another one of the top maybe three places in China to see. It's a wild, mountainous, and colorful province in the southwest between Thailand and Tibet. It's a very, very beautiful area. And this is a horse herding song, so she will be singing in a kind of cowboy style. The second song she will sing is the Dragon Boat Melody, Long Chuan Diao. This is from Hubei Province, which is in central China. And it tells the story of a young girl who is needing a ride across the river to see her family for the Chinese New Year. She asks, "Who can take me across the river?" And then the boatman will yell, "Wo Julai Tui Ni Ma." So usually in our group we have two men. The other is the flute player, but he has had to go to China for the funeral of his wife's mother, so he cannot play with us today. So we need the audience to say this. When the singer asks, who can take me across? She will say it in Chinese, but you'll know. And then the man in the audience will say, 我, that means me in Chinese, 我. So all the men say, 我. Then you say, 九来, like the month of July. 九来. And then, 推你. Twinny, so it's like a twin. Twinny. And then ma at the end. So, 我,九来, twinny, ma. Okay, now let's say it all together. Ready, go. 我,九来, twinny, ma. Okay, so you have to say it like you mean it when Miss Xue comes, because you want to be the one to take her across. It's like a taxi driver's vying to get a fare. This song, I should mention, was a traditional folk song of the Tujia minority group in Hubei province. They're one of the 55 minority groups in China. They have their own culture and language and customs. It came to the knowledge of the Chinese musicians in 1955 when it was performed on stage in the local folk troupe of Wuhan. That's where our gong was made. You can see it says Wuhan. And then in 1957, people liked it so much, they said, you should do it in Beijing. So they brought the troupe to Beijing. It performed in 1957. The song was recorded in 1962 and became a big hit for Chinese folk music. In 1991, the United Nations UNESCO organization, that's the cultural arm of the United Nations, they nominated this song as one of the top 25 outstanding folk songs in the world. So this song is considered one of the 25 greatest folk songs in the world. And it's from, Mr. Liu is from this province, so he can be proud of this song. And so, 我就来, 推你吗? So just don't forget, when she points at you, then you, the men have to say that. Women can take a break. Okay. And then for the finale, we'll have a percussion piece. So we hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Thank you. finale. 醉鼓. 醉 means drunk, and 鼓 means drum. So this means drunken drumming, and I guess it's to be played by a group of drunken Shanxi people from northern China. They love to play drums, especially at any drop of a hat, such as a festival, birthday, New Year, wedding. And the group that we're going to play, we're going to do our best to approximate a group of drunken Chinese drummers. And so the piece has a melodic section, which you can play with whatever instrument you want, but we thought it would be fun to bring the piano back. So we're going to have something you wouldn't see in China. We're going to have piano solo with Chinese drumming. So this is called Guoguo drumming. The piece is from Shanxi province, which is just to west of Beijing. So we hope that you enjoy it. It's going to take us about 2 minutes to reset the stage. And thank you again for coming. Happy Mother's Day. And thank you to Mr. Wang for bringing his wonderful paintings. And we're very lucky that he lives right here in Cleveland. So thank you, Mr. Wang. Judy Wong, his wife, for making the dumplings that were served. They're all gone, so you can't eat anymore after the break. And then thanks to Michael Dalby and the Fine Arts Department for having Chinese music for Music at Main. Thank you again. And how about the sound man? Thanks to the sound man.
What do you mean?
Is that you?
I'm
thanking the sound man.
Oh, that's, there he is.
Okay, thank you.
It's all automated.
Okay.
Thank you.